Let's go back to this topic in the Tosfos Sayin Beis Amud Aleph. This is a famous topic. The simple reading of our Gemara is very clear. The Poshet reading of our Gemara is that Odom Morish Knas Leban. Even though there was no Hamada B'din yet on the Knas, if the one is entitled to collect the Kefal Dalavei or in the Simifatim money, whatever, if he dies, so it goes birusha to the children. The only knas that everybody agrees doesn't go birusha to the children is onus and mefata money doesn't go to the sons. That's for sure, because the daughter doesn't go to the sons. That's what Tosfos said. That's a mishnah. That's a mishnah in Zivus. The father is entitled to collect onus and mefata money, and in the event that the father dies, then the daughter collects it. The sons don't get it. So Tosfos explains why. That's partially because also mom and also davishak knas yet from men and dino abbas. And Yochal Arisha Laban of Keramin and Hosam, is the Chalta Moslem of Mechem, the Lord of Nesechem of Mechem, our Mom and Acheir, but other Knossos, other than Oynes and Mephata Mani, the Oynes and Mephata comes to the daughter, and the daughter doesn't go to Yerushim to the Yerushim, to the children. But other Mom and like over here, the Behema, because of which comes the Kefal Dalabai. So just like the Mom and goes to Yerushim, so the Chim Knash, you go to Yerushim also. That's a simple reading of the Gemara here. Mar just was discussing a different topic. Did you require that it should have been Omad Bedin before the father died or not? That's because of a different issue, because of Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. Originally, Rav Nachman responded to Rav. The story began, Boy Menei Rav Mei Rav Nachman, 15 lines from the bottom, Avayin Aleph on the base. Rav asked the question of Rav Nachman, what's the din that you pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker? So first he thought that you don't pay. So then the Gemara says, and then the Gemara thought that must be pshat in the Mishnah, and I endowed him a base. That it says, Gona Mishal Oviv, Umei Soviv, Yacha Kach Tova Homocha, Eile Mishalam Dalad Dehei. Why is that the case? Why don't you pay Dalad Dehei? Because you don't pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boka. So the Gemara said, not only would it be true, would it then be true the way the Mishnah describes it, Gona Mishal Oviv, Umei Soviv, Yacha Kach Tova Homocha. And he's, let's say there are five sons, and each one gets one-fifth of the Yerusha. So he's only going to have to pay four-fifths of Dalad Vehei. His share of the Dalad Vehei doesn't pay to himself. He's only going to have to pay four-fifths, one-fifth to each of the four brothers, and the fifth-fifth he doesn't pay at all. So that's what the Mishnah says, that you putter. And the Gemara thought originally the reason why is like Rav Nachman answered, because Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So the Gemara said, so why does the Mishnah only give you that case? We have Mei Sovi, V'acha Kach Tova Chomachar. They could have given a case, Gona Mishalovi, V'Tova Chomachar. Mei Sovi, before they had a chance to make a Hamada B'din. So when the Bezin makes the Hamada B'din, it's going to be Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So it's also no good. So the Gemara said, you're right, Enachinami, the Mishnah is not going to do it. Not only is the Din true with Mei Sovi, V'acha Kach Tova Chomachar, even if Tova Chomachar, V'acha Kach Mei Sovi, but it wasn't Omad B'din. Wasn't yet Amat Bedin, the din will be the same that he won't have to pay the Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, according to Rav Nachman's original position. Then the next morning Rav Nachman backed out and he realized that he made a mistake, that he do pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the only reason that he wouldn't pay over here because of the Chamisha Chatzoy Boker is because he's one of the Yorshin. There are five sons, the father died, there are five sons. The Ganav is one of the five sons. The other four brothers get their share. The Ganav doesn't have to pay to himself, so he's only going to pay four-fifths of the dollar day. So that's what the Sefer says, you don't pay because Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. What happened to the din of Eilon Amorish Knas Lebanon? He was Tovach Amorcha B'chai Ho'av, and then Mesa Av. So you should say you shouldn't pay anything to anybody, even if there is a din that you do pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, even after Rav Nachman backs out that you pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. You should say in this case you don't pay anything because they're not a Marish Knas Lebanon. So the simple reading of the whole Gemara goes that that's not an issue, that's not a problem. The Knas goes to Yerusha, that's not a problem. The Gemara just had to say it's Amad Bedin before the father died to take off the problem of Chatzoy Boker. Because the Poshib Shad, the Gemara thought Chamisha Chatzoy Boker is a Chisaron and a Gmar Din. Dezen cannot make a Gmar Din on Chatzoy Boker. The Psak has to be Chamisha Boker. But once they make a psak on a Chamisha Boker, even if now the father dies, and the Maisa, the Ganav Yarshin, is one-fifth of the debt, and the owner is going to pay, the Maisa, the Poel Mab is only going to pay four-fifths of the Chatzoy Boker, that's not a problem. Chamisha Chatzoy Boker is only a problem in the Gemar Din. So once Bezna made the Gemar Din, then the problem is solved. But you don't need the Gemar Din Mechai Ha'af in order to resolve the issue of Yerusha. The Yerusha would go anyway. That's not a problem. If I wouldn't have been one of the Yerushim, you wouldn't. If I stole someone else's behemoth, I stole someone else's behemoth, Tovach Mocha B'chai Ho'av, and Mesa Av, and I paid to his five children, that wouldn't be. There's no problem with Chatzoi Boker. I pay the whole amount of the Hamisha Boker. So then there wouldn't be a problem of Eilam Marish Knasim Boker. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So Tosis had a problem. The Gemara said, the famous in Ksubis, Eilam Marish Knasim Boker. Lock on what? Unless it's Amad Bedin. Unless it's Amad Bedin before the Bailim dies, and then after Hamad Bedin, so the Knas is no longer treated as Knas. I treat it like Mammon. But the Knas is Pot, is only up until Hamad Bedin, after Hamad Bedin, and now. So that's a black on white steer. So the first answer Tosis gives is Yesh Laima Samach Leikis Hamarai. That's what Tosis says in the beginning, around 15 lines in. First, the first 15 lines, they show you that they have a kasha, murderous kasha. Then they said, Yesh Laima, the two Amaroim in our sugi, Rav Rav Nachman, who are debating back and forth, is it right, not a right? Rav Rav Nachman, the Hoch and Adav, don't agree with that tomorrow. Leis lo sugi the Hosam. The Svir Lahu, they are of the opinion, Rav Rav Nachman, the Yochel Horish Bishak Nos, I mean, Bishak Nos, aside from Amis and Mephata. Zanis Mephata, the Mammon, that the Knas comes because of, namely, the daughter doesn't love Yerusha, so the Knas doesn't agree. That everybody is fine. So that's the first answer that Tosis gives. That it's a machlek yisamaron, a legitimate machlek yisamaron. Then Tosis later quotes the Ri Halovon, who says that if you look slowly, if you read the Gemara Ksuba slowly, it doesn't exist. The Gemara never said, Einan Amarish Knas Lebanon. Why? The Gemara there quotes a machlokes between what seems to be a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim regarding the din of Shavuos HaPikudim. Shavuos HaPikudim is one of the six Hashamas, otherwise known as Hasham Gezeilos. Hasham Gezeilos. So what's the din? If I swore falsely, if somebody, the Baal Din, Shavuos and Shimon have a din there. So the Taveya comes to the Nitva and he says, you owe me money. And he denies it. And then he says, but you're telling a lie. You have to pay me the money. So he swears falsely, even Kofetz Menishma. He swears falsely. And then later on, he admits that he really owes him the money. So then, because he swore falsely, he has to give not only the Karen he has to give because he owes him the money. That's a double push. He has to add on Chomish. Chomish means an additional 25%. And in addition to the Karen Chomish, he has to bring Hasham Gezeilos. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that Rav Shimon says over there in Ksubis and after Membeis that by Knas the whole din of Hashem Zevus doesn't apply. Why? Because the whole din only applies in a situation where the Taveya asks the money of the Nitva. So if the Nitva would have admitted, he would have had to pay. So because the Nitva denies and he swears falsely, that's why he gets himself off the hook, he doesn't pay. But if it would have been a case of a Knas, even if he would have admitted, told the truth that he owes the money, a money of a Knas is Pata. So that doesn't correspond to the whole parsha of Hashem Zeilos. Hashem Zeilos is, he should have admitted, and because he didn't admit, and not only didn't admit, he swore falsely, he did such an aveirin, so that's why we penalize him, he has to give Karen V'chemish and bring an Hashem. But if it would have been a case, and that's why the parsha speaks of, how does it say? Kichesh Bamisa v'pikodno v'sisum v'syada v'gezel l'ashik z'amisa. The four examples that the Chumash gives is v'kichesh Bamisa, the Bikodna, Bigezel, Oshik, Kazamisa, all four examples are Mammon, not Knas. If it would have been a case of Knas, a murder of Knas would have been Potter. So that's not the scenario that the Torah is talking about. Rav Shimon says there's no din of Shavuos HaPikud. So the Gemara has a Shaila there, Boy Mene Abai Me Rabba. Abai was a Talmud of Rabba, so he asked the Shaila of his Rebbe. What would Rav Shimon say if it would be Knas Lacharam Odebidu? Means the Nignav confronts the Ganav and he says, look here, you stole $1 million from me, and then the police caught you, and then we went to a dentira and the Bezin said you have to give back not only the $1 million care and you have to pay back an additional $1 million kefel, and the Bezin gave me a note that you owe me $2 million, $1 million for the care and an additional $1 million for the kefel. You never paid the money, and now the guy swears falsely. He never swore before. Before they got the police to catch him and aid him, and they aid him tastva he matzi, and the Bezin said he has to pay $2 million. So it's already Eftik. So the Tarbeya says, and it's Eftik Mardin. You owe me $2 million Eftik Mardin. So now Vayim Knas is not going to be Potter. So the whole reason why Rav Shimon says that the Parsha doesn't apply to a situation of Knas is because the Nitva, Yosha would have dictated the Nitva should admit that he owes the money and he should pay. But if it's a case of Knas, even if he's going to admit, he's not going to have to pay. So that's not the normal case that's described by the Chumash. That's not Dumya the Oishik and Bikotna v'sissumas yad and so on. But if it's Knas lacha amar b'din, then Moedi b'Knas is fine then. It's already yefta amar b'din, so Moedi b'Knas would be fine. So boy menei, abai me rabba, abai yes rabba, what's the din? Would Rav Shimon agree in such a case that Hashem Gizelus would apply, the Parsha of Shavuos HaPikaron would apply? So Rabbi says, no, once it's after Hamad Abedin, so it's not Dina Kiknas. Then he bops him over the head, he says, and often a brisa that says against you. So Rabbi says, no, I didn't mean that. Kiko Amino, no, when I said that Moide Reb Shimon, that Lacha Hamad Abedin, the Knas is treated like Mama, I didn't mean B'negeh to Shavuos HaPikaron. That's what the brisa says Beferish. I meant a different thing, that if you're Moida, you'll be Chayiv. But that's not what he said. The Gemara doesn't read straight. He's lying. He's a liar. Abai asked him a Shaila point blank. What would Reb Shimon say by Parsha Shavuos HaPikaron? If it's Knas after Hamad Abedin, the whole reason why Reb Shimon says Knas is different because Moida B'Knas is Potter. But after Hamad Abedin, Moida B'Knas is Chayiv. So what would he say? So he says, Rabbi answers, Moide Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara confronts Rabbi, is that the favorite surprise against him? So he says, no, what I meant to answer was a different thing. He says, I meant to say, Kikamina, that it's Mammon, Laharisha Labana. That normally the din is Edon Marish Knas Labana. But after Amar Abedin, the Knas is Dina Kimama. So then it's Marisha Labana. I never said Benegir to Shavuos HaPikaron. What do you mean you never said? That's what he asked you. So the way we read the Gemara, seems very strange. There was some misunderstanding. Rabbi didn't understand Abaye Shaila originally. Rabbi thought that he was asking him about Laharisha Labanov, and all along Abaye was asking a different Shaila. That's what's the din of Shavuos HaPikaron of the Asham Zela. Very strange Gemara. So the real Lavan says no. The Gemara reads very well. Rabbi understood Abaye Shaila. And Shaila was whether there's a din of Shavuos HaPikaron, is there a din of Chlemish and Asham. And Rabbi said, yes, there is a din. So and then the Gemara says, but there's a brisa that contradicts you. So he says, no, the brisa that says that there's no din of Shavuos HaPikaron, that's if the person is still alive. The Nignav is still alive and he's confronting me. So originally the din Torah between me and the Ganif and the Nignav was about Knas. Now that we already went to a din, we already had a Gemar din, so the Knas converted into Mammon. So this chiyuv, the extra $1 million chiyuv of Kefel, since mitchilosoi that was a chiyuv knas, so the parsha of Hashem Gzeilus doesn't apply even now the knas was converted into mammon, even after Amar Abedin. Because since ikara knas, it started off as a knas, so it's not similar to Osher Kesamisa, Bikotten, or Begezel, or Osher Kesamisa. It's not dumi to the 3-4 cases that the Torah gave because it started off as knas. Kika Amina Anoa, Rabbi says, when I said that Moide Reb Shimon, that there would be a din of Hashem Gzeilus, I meant if the Nignav dies and it goes Birusha to his children, the right to collect the Knas goes Birusha. He doesn't have to die after Hamad Abedin. Or the Morish Knas Labano. Rabbi is maskin. That's what the real Lava says. Rabbi doesn't disagree with Rova, Rab Nachman, and Asugya. Or the Morish Knas Labano. That's not an issue. But if the father died before Hamad Abedin, so the two parties to the Din Torah now are the Ganef with the Yorshim of the Nignav. And the Din Torah begins with Knas. So even if they'll bring it to, even if you make a Gmar Din, so the Din Torah between these two parties, the Ganef and the Yorsha Nignav, started off as Knas. Whenever it started off as Knas, even after Hamad Abedin, it's already converted into a Chiyuv that's like Mammon. There's still, Reb Shimon says, if Chilosa Knas, it's exempted from the Parsha of Hashem Zeva. So Rabbi says, when I answered, Moide Reb Shimon, that after Hamad Abedin, there would be a din, there would be a Parsha of Shavuos HaPikaron, I was talking in a case, if the father was Hamid Abedin, and then he dies, and it doesn't have to be Hamid Abedin before he dies, because otherwise it won't go Birusha. No, it's going to go Birusha anyway. But if it would have gone Yerusha, when it would have been still Knas, Tchilasa Knas, Eitzel Abanim, so Tchilasa Knas, there's a Braisa. I knew the Braisa. Reb Shimon says, whenever it's Tchilasa Knas, even though now Lamaisa it's Mammon, there's no din of Shilasa because there's not Dunya de Gezel or Oshakas Anisa. But if the father had a Gemar din before he dies, and the Gabi, the Yarshim, the deter between these two parties, the Ganif and the Yarshim, and Niknav, was Tchilasa Mammon from day number one, when they entered into the sea. Is Tchilasa Mammon. So then it will be by the Reb Shimon that there will be a din of Shavuos Apikot. So that's what the Riyah Lavan interprets in the Gemara. Riyah Lavan, Mefarish, B'chol Knas Anamarish Knas Lebanav, and you don't need Amad Bedin. And the Pasha Pshat and Asugya is correct. That's the halacha. And Rabba over there with Abai doesn't disagree. And what about Hida Perek Naira, what he meant over there, Kika Aminam, after Rabbi says, what I meant to say that after Hamad Bedin, it's converted into Mammon, and therefore Yochel Harisha Labanov, he doesn't mean to say that if there wouldn't have been a Gmar Din, it wouldn't be Bamish Labanov, only after Gmar Din. No! If the father had a Gmar Din and then he dies, so then Eitzel Ha'abanim, it's Mitchilosam. It's a different deter. The deter between the Ganav and the Nignav is one deter. Once the Nignav dies and the deter is not between the Ganav and the Yosha and Nignav, that's a new deter. It's a different party now. So if from the very outset of the relationship between the Ganif and the Yosha and Nignav, it started off as Mammon because the father, the Nignav, already brought into a deterrence, Nigmadino, so then Tchilos and Mammon, so then it will be Moide Rav Shimon. But there has Shivi Kikamin Amam Havle Rav Shimon, the Yitzchai Bolo Karm Shuol Arishol Afon. That's, so the Riyah Lavan says the Gemara in Ksilvus doesn't exist. There's no Gemara that contradicts our Gemara. Everybody agrees that other Marish Knas Lebanah, there's no problem. The Pashta says it should be like that. Why should you say it on a Marish Knas Lebanah? A fella buys a lottery ticket and he dies. And they have the drawing after he dies. So whatever schus he had, mechayim, it goes b'yirusha to the children. Whether all assets that a person has, whether karka or metaltalim or schusim, whatever schus he happens to have goes be rushed to the children. So why shouldn't there be a schus? You have the right to collect on us. If you're going to say like the other Balei HaTosfos, that you read the Gemara in Ksubis the way we always read it, that there exists a din, Eidon Amarish Knas Labana, you got to work hard to figure out why that should be so. Why shouldn't you say that when the Morish dies, all the schus imam that he has go be rushed? So that's the real love, and he denies that the Gemara in Ksuvus contradicts our Gemara. All the Gemara say the same thing. The Knas does go B'Yerusha. But then you have the opposite sheet of Od Nira L'Rid, that's the second white line. He reinterprets our Gemara. The reinterprets our Gemara, says, our Gemara never said that Odom Marish Knas L'Banam. Odom Marish Knas L'Banam is only after Hamad Abedin. Before Hamad Abedin is not. But our Gemara is not true. Our Gemara said that you need Amad Bedin, you require that the Nignav should be Hanido Bedin in order to solve the problem of Chotzi Chatzoi Bokar, Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. But no one ever mentioned, no one breathed the word that you need Hanido Bedin, otherwise it's not the Knas of Kefal and Dalvahe is not going to go be Yerusha to the Yorsha HaNignav. Don't you see from our Gemara Alpi Pashtus that even before Hamad Bedin the Knas goes be Yerusha? So the Re says no. That the Gemara said earlier, there are two kinds of Hamad Bedin. There's Ish Ploni Atachayiv and Seiten Loi. So we had a contradiction between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davov, says that if the Bezin already made the Taptais is on Sanach Bezmanah, if the Bezin already made a Gemara Din, a Bezin of three, makes a Gemara Din and a Din Torah, then they're not allowed to recommend Pshara. They can only recommend Pshara, usually assume. That is, there's a three-way machlokes satanayim. Satanayim hold it's forbidden to ever do a pshara. It's keneged adin. What are you going to outsmart the chachmas Hashem? The Baal Shalom says this is the din, so you're not allowed to have a pshara. The other Tana says if you want to, you can have a pshara, but you're not mechuyev to. There's no mitzvah to recommend a pshara. It's mutter. It's not a violation of halacha to have a pshara. And we paskin, not only is it mutter, we paskin that it's a mitzvah to recommend to the balitim. You don't force them if they don't both agree, you don't twist their arm. But it's a mitzvah to recommend pshara. So then the Gemara says, but even according to the two tanoim that we permit pshara, or we recommend pshara, that's only kozman, they didn't make a gmar din. Once they made a gmar din, once the bezin already gave a gmar din, then you're not allowed to make a pshara. So the pasha pshat is because pshara is a psak of Levni Mishuras Adin, and Din is a Psak of Din. So once there's a Psak of a Din on the case, it's not nitfas and another psak of shor. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Chashamish, but they quote the Tshuvas HaRosh, it quoted the Loshen from the Gemara in the end of Yvonne's Beidina Basta Beidina Loi Daiki. Once there's already a psak din, in this case, you can't have another psak din. Let's say they went to the Ktsaris's Bez and he gave a psak based on the Ktsaris. And one of the Baladinim is not happy, so he goes to the Nesivis, he knows the Nesivis always disagrees with the Ktsaris. He goes to a second Bez and they'll give another psak in the case. You can't give another psak in the case. You can't give another psak unless you'll convince the first person that they made a mistake. Okay, if they made a psak to Torah, so then it's chayzer. But if the first bezin doesn't agree that it's a mistake, the second bezin thinks they made a mistake, the first bezin thinks that they didn't make a mistake. And you can't prove that they're wrong. The governor told him it's wrong. So once you already have a psak on the case, and a psak of a bezin, so the case is closed. So that's a simple pshat in the Gemara of Sanhedrin Davra. Nigmar din, giyata rashoi l'ftsoya. Once you already have a Gemar din of din, then you're not allowed to have a Gemar din of pshor. It's not, you're not allowed to have. It's not nitfas and another Gemar din. Once it's nifsak, the case is closed, there's not shach to have a pshor. Then the Gemara says, hechi domi Gemar din, ish ploni atazaki, ish ploni atachai. That makes good sense. You don't need say ten, but ish ploni atazaki is enough. So the problem is, but our Gemara says, and again to a different halacha, our Gemara says that ish ploni atachayev is not a Gemara din. You have to have tzei tenloi. So it's like a contradiction. You need tzei tenloi, or is ish ploni atachayev enough? So there were different opinions there. How to answer that kasha? So that's the machlokes in our Tosfos. So the Ri, the Ri comes up with this answer. He thinks that ish ploni atachayev, ish ploni atachayev is a Gemara din. That's what it says in Sanhedrin Davav on the base. Nigmar adin yata rashoi l'vtzai hechidami nigmar adin. Ishplani yata zaki, ishplani yata chai. So before Bezdin makes a Gemar din, the rule is eight on a Marish Knas Lubanah. It does not go virusha. Not like the real lover. Not the real lover denies that anybody ever had such a dream. That eight on a Marish Knas Lubanah, he says that no one ever said it. In Ksubis, it doesn't exist. And the first day in Taisin, well, there it's a machlek, it's a Sasubi. So the Rii says, the Rebala Taisis in the second white line says no. Everybody agrees that ain't on a Marish Knas Lubanah. So you have to have that it should be a Gemar Din, Bechaye Ha'av, before he dies, that it should be able to be Marish Lubanah. What kind of a Gemar Din? Ishploni Atazak, Ishploni Atachai. That's a Gemar Din. But in our Gemara, the Gemara says, and the whole Sugi over here must be talking, there must have been a Gemar Din. If there's no Gemar Din of Ishploni Atazak, Ishploni Atachai, the Knas of Kefal Dalad Hei wouldn't go be Rush. Ivan Digmar came up with an answer to Gonsha Omad Bedin, and therefore that resolves, that solves the problem of Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. So the Riyad Bala Taisin holds that the problem of Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar is not a problem in Psak. That Bezin can't make a Psak on a Chatzoi Bokar. That's not the only problem. Even if Bezin made a Psak on Chamisha Bokar, and then it turns out that Lamaisa, then the father dies, and then it's going to turn out the four brothers are going to get the Rusha, and the Ganav isn't going to have to pay his share. The Tashlumin is going to be Chatzoi Baka, is also no good. Rav Nachman holds, not only can you not have a Psak on Chamisha Chatzoi Baka, there's no such thing, there's no Kiyum Tashlumin if you're only paying Chamisha Chatzoi Baka. So to that, the Gemara says, Hoch Maskine Kisho Omad Bedin, B'chai Ha'av. What does Omad Bedin help? If there's a problem of Chatzoi Baka, so the Re holds no. If Omad Bedin a Bezin said, say Tendler, it's considered as if he already paid. That's considered as if the Bezin took the money and they gave it over. And then when the father dies, so then the Maisa, he didn't give over any money. But say Tendler is considered as if he had given over the money. So there's no problem with Chatzoi Baka then. He already did the Tashlum and the Bechaya. Then when the father dies, he only has to give, it's like they're dividing the assets that the father had already. It's considered as if the Kanaf, the son, had already given the father the Chamisha Bakar, and now the father died, so we're going to divide up the Chamisha Bakar that he paid to the father, we're going to divide them together with all the other assets. So the Ganav is going to take his one-fifth. The other four brothers will take their four-fifths. But not that when he gives them the four-fifths, that's the Tashlumen. No, it's considered that Tashlumen had already been taken care of when the Bezin made the statement, say Tenloi. Because say Tenloi, Ish ploni atazak is really the Gemar Din. And that Gemar Din is needed in order that it should be Marish Knas Labanam. And the Gemara says over here, Hoch Maskinik Kishamad Bedin, and that solves the problem of Chatzoi Baka. It means Omad Bedin, and they said that Tzei Tenloi, because Tzei Tenloi is considered as if Shilei. So they already did the Tashlumen of the Chatzoi Baka. That's a fantastic interpretation. So the Balei HaTosfos are unhappy with the Rinei, and they ask Mimanavshar, if Ish Ploni HaTazak, Ish Ploni HaTachayev constitutes a Gemar Din with respect to solving the issue, resolving the issue of Eidon Amorish Knas Lebanav. So you say that once the Bezin says Ish Ploni HaTazak, that solves the problem. So why do you have to say 10 loib in order to solve the problem of Chatzoi Boko? So Tosfos rejects the Rinei. But the Pashtus is, that's what the Rinei is talking about. Ish Plani Yatazaka is Gemar Din. And once you have Gemar Din, then not emerge Knas Lebanav. It's not treated as Knas anymore, it's treated as Mamet. But in order to solve the problem of Chatzoi Boka, it's not enough if you have Gemar Din, you have to have Shile. Because Chatzoi Boka, according to Rab Nachman, the next morning backs out from the whole thing. He says there is no such problem. Chatzoi Boka is not a problem. But according to what he thought originally, Chamisha Boka, Wallah Chamisha Chatzoi Boka, it wouldn't only be a Din Gemar Din, it would be a problem in Tashlumen also. So that's what the Gemara says. If Amad Bedin and they said, say Tenloi, it's considered as if he already did the Tashlum. So then the father dies. So then the Gana takes 1/5. Not that he's only going to pay 4/5, that'll be the whole Tashlum. He already gave the whole Tashlum in B'chai Ho'av when the Bezos made the statement. Say Tenloi is considered as if he already did the whole Tashlum. Now they're just dividing the assets of the father. So the Gana takes his 1/5 and the other brothers will take the 4/5. That's the Re. It's a fantastic Chish. So bottom line is that big two opinions in Tosfos whether Oda Marish Knas Lebanon before Hamad Bedin, after Hamad Bedin for sure Oda Marish Knas Lebanon, fine. And then they're also arguing in a Havamina, where Rav Nachman had a Havamina that Chamisha Bok Valay Chamisha Chatzoi Bok, or so the Re Balan Tosfos thought that that's not only a Chisaron in Gemar Din, that's a Chisaron in Tashlumin. So to solve that, you got to have Amad Bedin. The Bezin said, say Tenloi, say Tenloi considers that they did a Tashlum. And the other Balei HaTosfos don't understand. Well, what is he talking about? If Ish Ploni HaTazak, Ish Ploni HaTachayev is enough of a Gemar Din, as you say, or the Marish Knas Lebana, so it's enough of a Gemar Din to solve the problem of Chatzoi Bokeh. So obviously the Balei HaTosfos didn't agree with the Re. What did Rav Nachman think originally? Rav Nachman thought that there's a problem of Chatzoi Bokeh, so the Balei HaTosfos thought, it's a problem in Psak. Bezin can't make a Gemar Din on Chatzoi Boker. The Re said, no, it's a problem, not only a problem in Psak, it's a problem in Tashlumin. You can't pay Chatzoi Boker. And then they argue, is there a difference between, say, Tenloi and Chayvat and Liklai? So the Re says, Chayvat and Liklai is a Gemar Din, say, Tenloi is a Tashlumin. And Tosfos didn't appreciate that distinction. That's what they say in the Manushaf. They don't know what the Re is talking about. Okay, that's the big Tosfos. That's an important topic. So how many machloikas in all that? It's a machloikas. It's machloikas, what's the nature of the din of Chatzoi Bokar? According to Rav Nachman's Havamina, within the Havamina, that there's a problem of Chatzoi Bokar. So is that only a din in the Gemar Din of the Bezin? Bezin can't be going a din on a Chatzoi Bokar. Is that a problem even in the Tashlumin? You can't do a Kiyum Tashlumin of Chatzoi Bokar. Okay, Nochamal, let's see again the Mishnah. The last two cases in the Mishnah, Shechet Chulim Barzor, Vashechet Venimtsis Kreiko. So that was Machlokes of Shimon Achacham. That's the old Machlokes from Chulin.
According to the Ria Lavan, doesn't the Mishnah at the beginning of a Ksuba sound like it's saying that you can't do that's not more?
Yeah, so that's what Tosfos said by the narrow lines. That the moment of Einus and Mefata, that for sure does not go beyond.
So Ria Lavan would agree with.
Yeah, that's enough in a Mishnah. And that we understand why, because also a moment shaknas yoytze mimena the haina abbas, the bas doesn't go beyusha. So the moment that is no machleik for something.
So they're only disagreeing what shad gemara
there. Right. What would you say by other knosses, and what does the gemara say? Right. Because gemara is talking about other knosses. Then just parenthetically, the end of the thesis. Before we get to the next one, the end of this gigantic test is based on the last few lines. They quote a Mishnah from Nairish and Ispatsa, the fourth parak in Ksuvah, Daf Mem Aleph on the base, four lines from the end. Mishnah says, Lo hispik alamed bedin ad shenesa av. Who do you pay onus and mefata to? So let's say a man is ma'anus and mefata, a girl who has no father. So you pay for your girl? If she has a father, so the Chumash says you pay the onus and mefata money to the father. What if she had a father? The father died before Hamad Bedin. Lo hispik alamed bedin ad shenesa av. The father died before they had a chance to have Hamad Bedin. Arehem shalatz. In other words, it doesn't go, the knas doesn't go birusha to the, if the knas would go birusha, so the brothers, the girl's brothers would get it, she wouldn't get it. So here the Mishnah says, Eidan Amarish knas lebonah. But this is the knas of Aynus and Mephata. This everybody agrees, Eidan Amarish knas. Find out, we understand. So there's a word here that poses a problem. Hare heim shel atzma. The word heim is in the plural. What is it referring to? Hare heim shel atzma. So you could say, Aynus and Mephata. Einus a chamishim kesef and mefata is chamishim kesef. So both in the case of einus and in the case of mefata, arehim shalatz. Tosis does not understand like that. Tosis understands that the ploy. This is perik narish and ispatsa. Narish and ispatsa talking about mefata. Eila narish is talking about einus. Narish and ispatsa talking about mefata. That's the third perik and the fourth perik. The dinim are very similar. They're not exactly the same. They're slightly different. There are differences between the two. But the chamishim kesef is shared in common. The Taisa doesn't think Hari Haim, the plural, doesn't go on the Nisim Mephata. This is Perik Narish and Ispatsa. The Taisa understands Hari Haim goes on the other Tashlumin in addition to the Knas. Not only the Knas is Liatzma, the Boishas of the Gam is also Liatzma. When a man is Ma'anis a girl, or Mephata a girl, so the Chumash tells you how much he pays a fixed amount. Hamishim Shekel Kesef, he pays La Nasan Labiya Naira, whether she's a Isha Chashuva, or from a very inferior yichus, whatever her level of society is, you pay the chamishim shekel kesef. But in addition to that, there's also boishes of pegam. So the boishes depends on how chashuv the family is. The pegam is kama hoisu shavalim kabashuk. If you would sell her as a shifcha knayin, is how much would she sell for in the marketplace? Nivala loy nivala. So in addition to the knas, the Gemara learns that from Pesukim is also boishes of pegam. The Tosis interprets, now the boishes of pegam is mamon. The knas is knas. The chamishim shekel kesef is knas. Boishes of pegam, the Gemara seems to say, is mamon. So how does it say in the Mishnah? Lo hispik alamed b'din ha-shemesa b'harein shalatzma. Why? Because by Yonis and Mephata, everybody agrees, eid on the marish knas lebono. There's also a mamon shah knas, yoytim menu d'hain ha-baz. The baz doesn't go b'yerusha. So the knas doesn't go b'yirusha either, but the boishes of pegam should go b'yirusha. That's regular clay mamon. So the man who is mefata, the girl, became this chayiv takeif in the yad to pay. You don't need a gmardin for mamon. You don't need a gmardin for knas. Man right away became a chayiv to pay boishes of pegam. The father never had a chance to collect it till he died. So she go b'yirusha to the brothers. So why does the Mishnah say harehem in the plural? Shalatzma sounds like she, the girl, collects the Naira Besula, who is in the Spatza, the Narish in the Spatza, not only collects the Knas, she collects the Boishes of Gam. Mashma da Boishes of Gam, Nami Koimir Tani Harehem Loshen Rabim. Satosis is bothered with a question. Why? The Mammon should go be Yerusha to the sons. It should go to the girl's brothers. I understand that the Knas doesn't go be Yerusha. But the mamon should go be Yerusha. So Tosis points out this problem there in the Mishnah. So Tosis comes up with this chiddush that there must be a pasuk, and they tell you what they think the drasha is. There's a hekesh between the knas and the boishes of pegam. It's a package deal. Give it to the same person. So since regarding the knas, everyone agrees that since also mamon shach knas yetz memena dehainu abbas doesn't go be Yerusha. Because as we know, the Muslim love nechem love benaseichem love nechem. The daughter, the right to the ma'aseh they beat her, doesn't go b'yerusha to her brothers. So since the knas goes liatzma, so the boishes of pegam also goes liatzma. That's what Tosfos Machash. The Ran over there on the rib says he doesn't see it. He quotes the Balei. He brings out the issue. He knows that Tosfos says otherwise, and he says he thinks that harehem means the einus of mefata. It goes on the knas. It doesn't go on the boishes of pegam. But Tosfos claims no, it goes on all three. Harehem goes on the boishes of pegam together with the knas. So Tosfos came up with a new einfall of a din that it's a package deal. There is akos you can receive. Whomever you pay the knas to, that's the one that you pay the boishes of gam to, the same person. The here person gets stuck a little bit in the details. There's a Gemara that talks about the possibility of not paying knas at all. So why don't you say you don't pay boishes of gam either? So they say no, the hekesh is not 100%. You don't say that it's always a package deal. It's only a package deal that boishes of gam goes along together with the knas. If you're going to pay the knas to the girl, because the father died before Hamadah B'din, so the knas goes with knas of liatzma, so then the boishes of gam is also going to be liatzma. But you can have a case where nobody collects the knas at all, but that's not a reason to say that you're not going to collect the boishes of gam. It shaykh that boishes of gam without knas. But whenever you're paying all three, so all three should be paid to the same person. Okay. So this got a little stuck with it. They came up with a new einfachum, the one word in the Mishnah. Are heim shalatzma, heim. In the plural. This has developed the whole Chiddush and the whole Zeres HaKosel and the whole story, which the Ran just denies. He likens up the whole thing. So now this has got a little stuck, Akasha, against what they said, so they touched up their Akasha.
It's not just one. I mean, the word heim is used 8 times in the Mishnah.
8 times?
7 times in that in what we're dealing with. Whether it be Harein Shalav, Harein Shalafin, Harein Shalasma, and then in the last part of Masei Dev and Siasa, Apa Pishula Bosa Mesa, Harein Hain Shalaf, the word Hain is used.
But Tesis claims that each time it's a plural, each time it has to go on more than one thing. What was the last one? Maisi Adeha and
Siasa.
So you have 2 things. Okay. Tesis claims you have to have more than one thing to say Harein Hain. So the Ran is masking with Tosis Harei Hain. He says it goes Anon is a Mevata, but Tosis thinks no. This was less Perik. That's Ilanaris. This Perik is Mevata. Narish and Ispatsa. So the Harei Hain goes on the Boshes of Gam together with the Knas, and he came up from Mamish, not from thin air. They came up based on the word Hain and the Mishnah. Tosis came up with the Chiddush Nifla. The other Rishonim did not. Now they got stuck a little bit, so they insisted their Chiddush is right, and they patch it up. What does the Gemara have? We should just say what the words are. The Gemara is something about the Yesh beg of the Kever, ain't beg of the Kever. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? When the girl is a Bogeres, when she reaches the age of God, becomes a Gedol, she becomes a Nar at the age of 12. And she has Shana Nisiman, she has Shtei Saris. Then you pay Shana Mi'alecha, then she becomes a Gedol. Gedol is a Naira. So she remains a Naira for 6 months. At the age of 12 and a half, she becomes a Bulgarian. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Yeah. Once she becomes a Bulgarian, she's Yotze Meshus Avir. So let's say the father didn't, what does the Mishnah say? If the father didn't have a chance to collect the Knas, he waited. He didn't collect the Knas till his daughter became a Bulgarian. So once she becomes a Bulgarian, she's not Meshus Avir anymore. So then the father is no longer entitled to collect the Knas. So he cannot collect. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if somebody was ma'anis and mafate, the other fellow's daughter, and then the daughter dies a week after, and then 6 months go by, and if the daughter would have been alive, she would have become a bogeres, but she's not alive anymore, she's dead and buried. They buried her already. Kevin Kadisha buried her. So the Shana, do you say yesh beger bekever? After she died, the clock is still ticking away. So she becomes a Bulgarian when she reaches what would have been the age of 12 and a half. And they celebrated over here, 3 years ago, they celebrated, somebody in Shiva University was celebrating the 100th birthday of Rabbi Soloveitchik, if he would have been alive, but he died at the age of 90. So 10 years after he died, they're celebrating a 100th birthday if he would have been alive. That's a shadow. Does the clock keep on ticking away when a person is stuck? He's not here. So the Gemara has a subject, whether Yesh Beger Bekever, or Ein Beger Bekever, does the clock keep on ticking on? And I say, once she reaches the age, once the dead girl reached the age of 12 and a half, then she's Yotze Meshus Avia, and the father can no longer collect the money. Yesh Beger Bekever, Poka Av. Or should I say, Ein Beger Bekever, the clock stopped? So the daughter never became a Bulgarian. Then Gemara raises another possibility. not Yesh Beged HaKeved. Maybe death is the equivalent of Bagrus. The minute that she dies, Shem. So it's not that, not only the clock stops ticking, everything is considered as if it's already a Bogeris. She's already Yotzei Meshus Aviyah. So those are the three possibilities the Gemara has. You say, Yesh Beged HaKeved, when the dead daughter reaches the age of 12 and a half, the Keper should be considered as if she's a Bogeris. If in that time on, the father doesn't have the right to collect the knas. Should I say, Ein Beged HaKeved, Loi Pokav? Should I say, at the moment of death, Pokav? That the death is the equivalent of Bagrus. It's a Moitzim Mishus Aviv. So the Gemara there has a tuple about these three logical possibilities. The Tosis is alluding to that sugya, but again to their issue of whether other Marish class were born about. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think you say that even if the class is gone, or even if she's vulgaris, but the father would be your age, right? She had anything to negotiate this, so it wouldn't make a difference.
Right, so that's what Tosis says. Don't you see, if not Gemara, Eidon Marish class Lebon. That it would have been Knas Aliatzma, but now that she's dead, so the Knas should go to the father. So you see that the father doesn't Yarsha, since it's Knas before Hamad Abedin, so it doesn't lend itself to Yerusha. That's what Tesis is trying to prove in that Gemara, one way or the other. Whether Knas goes to Yerusha or not, if it's before Hamad Abedin. So again, so the last two cases in the Mishnah, Dafayinim and Aleph, were an old machlaikis from Chulin, whether Shechita Shenibu Yishma Shechita not. The original machlaikis from Chulin is in the two cases of those against Menon, Kisi Adam. Ashechet Venims is trained for whether you have to do Kisi Adam and whether you're restricted from Shechting also against Menon. And here it's relevant for Dalad Vehe, in order to be Chayiv, by Tobach has to be a Shechita Ksher. He made it in a Nevela, you're not Chayiv. So what if he did a perfect Shechita, it's Metamidei Nevela, but it's also Bachila. So Shechita, that's also Bachila, it's called Shechita Shenirui. Is that Shema Shechita? No. So it's a Machloik. So now the Gemara has some kind of a funny kasha. The Gemara and I base on an Aleph that is trying to bring something up. Amalei Rav Chavibi, Michuzna le Rav Ashi, somebody points out the following Shpichot Torah, that in Chulin Dav Chav Tes, there is a Machlokes between Rav Yechanan and Ish Lakish. That the Yeshna Shechita Metchila V'Yatzof, or Ein Le Shechita Ela Le Besof. What does that mean? For the purposes of Shechita, you have to shech on a Beima, Bechaya, you have to shech the Kona and the Reisha. You have to shech first comes the windpipe, and after that comes the food pipe. By all costs, it's enough to shech either the Kona or the Reisha. Rula Kukula, you shech the Reisha of the Kona, the Reisha of the Reisha, it's enough. By Behemis, the Mishnah says you have to shech Shnei Asimani, the Kona and the Reisha. You have to shech the Reisha, the Kona, the Reisha of the Reisha. So Reish Lakish quotes in the name of Levi Sova. Reish Lakish says, that it only gets a shem shchita when you hold it by the very end. You have to shech the reiva kana, the reiva beishit. When you do the last mashahu in the beishit, that's mashlim, that is now the reiva of the beishit, and the whole shchita is over. That split second, that's called the maaser shchita. Everything you did before is a hachana. Everything has to be done properly. The Gemara says, let's say a nochri will do a shchita's nochri is nevela. The Mishnah says, if a nochri will do the beginning of the shchita, is no good. The whole shechita from the beginning to the end requires alacham shulcha shechita. You shouldn't do shehiya, drasach, alada, agrama, v'yikr. But the question is, when does it have the chal Hashem shechita? So Reish Lakish claims in the name of Levi Sova, Ein l'shechita elu l'besof, only the last second, when he cuts the last mashal in the veshet, that's mashlim to the shear of rov, and makes it that the shechita is completed, that split second is called shechita. Rav Yechanan disagrees and says, Yeshem l'shechita m'tchilu v'yatzof. From the beginning, it's a whole process, and it has the Shem Shechita from the beginning to the end. So what's, bottom line, halacha l'maisa, what's the difference? So Gemara says the difference is, he has an animal on a platform that has wheels on the bottom. And he's shechting the animal, and the animal is a carbon. And he's shechting it shchut lechut. Or he's shechting chulam bazar, one or the other. So when you shech chulam bazara, so that's an avera. Either an avera derais, an avera derabbanan. Okay, machlekes. But the chulam bazara is the last line on our daf. But the chulam bazara derais and derabbanan. Taisa tells you in kiddushin. The bottom Taisa says in kiddushin nun zayin. It's a machlekes. He mentioned the machlokes from Nazir, from Gemara Nazir. The Mishnah says, Ha'ob, what do you say? Ha'ob madir is ben Nazir, Ho'ish madir is ben Nazir. So the Gemara has the machlokes of Yechem Rishlokish. Where does that come from? There's no pasuk. Rishlokish says it's only mid the Rabbanim Mishum Chinuch. So the Gemara, what do you mean mid the Rabbanim Mishum Chinuch? But after the Naziris is over, the father brings karbanos on behalf of the little child. So shouldn't it be chulin bazar? Should be chulin bazar. So he holds chulin bazar lab deraisa. It's not a problem. It's only an isa de rabbanon. Say, hey mamar, hey mamar. Mid the rabbanon, they had a right to institute Naziris of madir is benal benazir, and you can violate the din of chulin bazar. And Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He thinks that chulin bazar is an isa deraisa. So how can you say mitam chinuch mid the rabbanon? We allow the father to violate chulin bazar. So Rabbi Yochanan is forced into assuming halacha he benazir. It must be halacha l'mashim esina that ish madir is benal benazir.
What about shokol day? You know, rabbanon.
Mitam chinuch that he's doing it, but once you do it, it has to have a kiyum deraisa because you can't donate the machzah shekel is not bob and eder and a dover. Let's say a non-Jew will volunteer to give machzah shekel, so the Mishnah says ain't mekabel menan because it's not bob and eder and a dover. So a katan is not mechuyif to give machzah shekel, but if the katan does give, then it has a kiyum on the level of deraisa. And Eina Mitzvah V'yoyse has a Kiyama Mitzvah. Forget about Tzchah. But he has a Kiyama Mitzvah that he, let's say a woman is not obligated to give Machzah Shekel. The women are not obligated to give. But if they'll donate Machzah Shekel, you do accept it. Not the same as a Nachri. Why shouldn't we say the woman is the same as the Nachri? The answer is not the same as a Nachri. The Nachri is Bechlam not in the Parsha. The women have Kedushas Yisrael. The Ketanim have Kedushas Yisrael. The Ketanim are not Goyim until Bar Mitzvah. Then all of a sudden they become Jewish. The women have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The fact that they're not mechuyev to keep all of their mitzvahs, that's a special ptur. But when HaKadosh Baruch declared, "Vatem tiulim amlechas koinim goy kodosh," he meant that the men and the women have the same level of Kedusha. That's what Moshe writes, and it's true. The men and the women have the same level of Kedusha. And usually Kedusha is mechayev and mitzvahs, Kedushana and mitzvahs and tzivan. So the women should have been mechuyev in all the same mitzvahs as the men. Kohanim have more Kedusha. It's a different story. Kohanim have a higher level of Kedusha. So they have additional mitzvahs. Kohen Gadol has a higher level of Kedusha than the Kohen Gadol. He has additional mitzvahs also. But the men and the women who are Yisraelim have the exact same level of Kedusha. The Kedusha Yisrael should really be mechayev and mitzvah. So the women, theoretically, should be mechayev in the same mitzvahs as the men. So the answer is it's true. And that's what the Rabbi Natam says. When the woman wants to shake a lulav, if she wants to blow shofar, Rabbi Natam says she can say a bracha, she Kedushana b'mitzvah of Tzivana, because it's true. It is Kiddushanu b'mitzvayisok, and it is b'tzivanu, except that she has an exemption. If she does want to, she doesn't have to. But if she goes and she volunteers the mitzvah, it's not like a nochri volunteering. The nochri volunteers to sit in sukkah, there is the kima mitzvah, but that's legamre. That's legamre eina mitzvah v'yosef. If a woman volunteers, it's not so much eina mitzvah v'yosef. She has a kedushas yisrael that was mechayiv her, except that she has an exemption if she doesn't want to. So then afkamina chaps. Then again to the machzah shekel. That if a woman or a katan volunteers machzah shekel, we will accept. It's not a violation of the klal that it's not bob and edmund and adobah. But if a nachri volunteers machzah shekel, we don't accept it. Because machzah shekel is not bob and edmund and adobah. That's mishnayis and mishkol. That is the difference. So it's a machloik is there in chulin. Whether ein yesh neveshchit mechila vatsof, ein leshchit elevsof. So what's an afkemina, whether it has a shem shchita on the whole process from the beginning to the end, it only has a shem shchita on the last mashahu. So the afkemina is for these two dinim. Let's say if we should assume. Kotchen bakutz for sure is an isa deraisa. That's a pasuk in afkemina. It's koris. You have koris of that. And chulam bazar is a machloikis satanoim and a machloikis amaroim. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lokish, but the chulam bazar is deraisa derabah. So let's assume that Kula Mazar is deraisa and Kach Machutz for sure is an Isa Koris. That's an Isa deraisa. So the fella has an animal, either Chulin or Kach, whatever, and it's on a platform, and the platform has wheels. So the Shechet is standing there shechting away, and someone else is moving the platform in and out. So if he, let's say it's Kachim Bachutz, he starts shechting the Korban Chutz Lazara, and then by the time he gets to the last Mashuhu in Neveshet, that's Mashlim to the Shir Raiv, that's Goyma the Shechita. The one who is driving him, his Nahag, moves the platform into the Azorah. So he does the final mashu in the Azorah. So do I say that he has violated the carbon? It's possible. He shechted the 95% of the shechiti he did chutz l'Azorah. So the carbon is possible. It can't be makriv on the Mizbeach. But the shaila says he chayv kois mitam shechet kachim bachutz. So the Gemara says it'll depend on the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says yesh nushchit b'chil v'yatzov. So when he did the beginning of the shchita chutz lazara, he was shechting kachim bachutz. He did shchitas kachim bachutz. And Reish Lakish in the name of Levi Sava disagrees and says no, it only has a shem shchita. The last mashuhud that's mashlim to the kishir, it's mashlim to the rov. That's called the chal hashem shchita. Everything before doesn't count. Our Gemara is talking fakir about chulin bazar. Our Mishnah is talking about chulin bazar. The Gemara there in chulin is talking about kachim achutz, and our Mishnah is talking about chulin bazar. On the assumption that chulin bazar is derais, and these are derais. Yeah. If you hold that chulin bazar is lab deraisa, then the pashtus is that you wouldn't declare it. What Mishnah quoted that it's a machloikas satanoim. If you shech chulin bazar, it's a shchita sheinu ruya, so it's a machlekes by the shchita sheinu ruya shma shchita ala. So Rav Shimon holds shchita sheinu ruya ala shma shchita, so the ganav is not chayv to pay dalav there. So he's going to say that chulam bazar is only the rabbanon, and because of the isa the rabbanon, and it's also b'achilim the rabbanon, so that's why the ganav doesn't have to pay. So that's what we had the Gemara. Tosis pointed out. The Gemara said that if hashechet b'shabbos is only also b'achilim the rabbanon mitam knas, so you can't say that should pater the ganav from paying. That's called the shchita shenwe. The ganav doesn't pay. No, the dinim in the rabbanon is lechumre. If it's a chumre that is going to bring a kula, so ad kadekach, they're not going to introduce lechumre. They're not going to declare that it's the shchita shenwe. So Tosis said that you see from the Mishnah, at least Reb Shimon pointed. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah clearly holds that chulam bazara is an isa derais. If Reb Shimon holds chulam bazara is only the rabbanon, so how can it be Reb Shimon poita b'shnei eva? Reb Shimon should only pata by shechet v'nimtzis trefa, by not a shechet chulam bazar. So Reb Shimon, you see from the mission, Reb Shimon holds a chulam bazar in their eyes. In Issa their eyes, and that's why he holds that a shechita shein eruya. Mechila is
still there,
I see. What is their eyes? No, the three-way machlek is there an Issa their eyes, or an Issa their rabbanon to shecht chulam bazar? Is there an Issa their eyes, an Issa rabbanon to eat the chulin shenishchetu ba'azara? And the third machlekes is, what about to be mak the chulin on the mizbeach? I have a fire and I take chela from the behemas chulin and I burn it on the mizbeach. So that's also a machlekes, whether that's the rice of the rabban. Tosis thought that for sure is an isa the rice. He's putting on the mizbeach, burning on the mizbeach something that doesn't belong. You have mishnayis and zvachim, and whenever it says that something is a pasul of carbon, so there's an isa to be makter. So the Tosis yontif on mishnayis has a big problem. Where is there a pasuk in Chumash? The Gemara never said. So he starts fishing. He's fishing around. Where is there a pasuk? He's not sure where the pasuk is. But there is some kind of a pasuk or another that says you're not allowed to be marked the thing that is bad that don't belong there. So Tosis writes in one place, in Zvachim, that for sure is an Issa deraisa. No? Chulin, to take chela from Chulin and burn it on the Mizbech, that for sure is an Issa deraisa. Then they say no. You see from the Gemara that the same machlokes by the chulin bazar derais and rabbanon is a three-way machlokes on the act of shchita, on the eating that basar that was nishchat bazara, chulin shenishchat bazara, whether the iser achilas derais and rabbanon, and the third nafkamin is whether to be makter on the mizbeach. If it's also b'achila min atar, say not allowed to be makter. Tosis says on Amud Beis that what? That the Krubis of it is on. Igmar Kiddushins, huh? Is Achille Bada in the Arise? Is that Nishmait? Yeah. Well, b'shechet l'avodizor this. Miu iser achila of tikrubis avodizora is vaday derais. Tosis is not sure whether tikrubis avodizora that's also b'hanoa, whether the iser hanoa is derais of derabala. But the iser achila for sure is derais. Because if the iser achila would also only be midirabonon, so why does the Gemara consider it shchita sheinu ruya? Just like the Gemara said, that b'shechet b'shabbos is only shchita sheinu ruya, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sandra, that it's an iser derais. But if you would hold Shechet B'Shabbos is only an Issa Midrabbanan to eat it, then it wouldn't be called Shechita Shein Ruya. But But Tosfos says the same should be true regarding Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says Tikruvus Ashechet Avodah Zarah Shechita Shein Ruya. But Tosfos says it has to be at least Asa Ba'Achila Menater. It doesn't have to be Asa Ba'Anah to be called Shechita Shein Ruya. Shechet Shechita Streifa. Streifa is Asa Ba'Achila, but it's Mutta Ba'Anah. As long as it's Asa Ba'Achila Menater, then it's called Shechita Shein Ruya. So you say you can prove from the Gemara that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is Asa Ba'Achila Menater. Otherwise, it wouldn't be considered a Shechita Shein Ruya. You can't prove in this Gemara, there's insufficient proof in this Gemara, whether the Iser Hanoah is the Raisa Diraba. So that's what Tosfos here is not sure. And Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Beis on the base, is also not sure whether the Iser Tikruvis Bahanoah is the Raisa Diraba. But Bachila for sure it's an Iser Diraisa. Tosfos asks, how can you split Rebbe Kivega there? He asks on Tosfos. How can you split? So Tosfos here answers Rebbe Kivega's kasha. Rebbe Kivega says, how can you split between the Yisra Achil and the Yisra Hanoah? Where do you learn out these Yisurim from? From the Pasuk in Tehillim, that it says, Vayoch L'Zivchei Mesa. So Tosfos says, Divrei Tarmi Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafilu. You see that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is Hukesh L'Mes, just like a Mesa, Zasa Bachila, so to Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, Zasa Bachila. That's really a discussion. The din is that a Mes, the din is that a dead body, a Mes is Zasa Bachila. And the Gemara learns that a mace is also manoah. Xereshav sham sham eigla rufa. It says vatama sham miriam, vatikav sham. It says eigla rufa. It says biofri sham is eigla banachal. So the Gemara kiddushin, the Gemara in other places learns that is xereshav sham sham eigla rufa. So the Mishnah Melech raises a shaila. Is this a real bona fide rashi? Or is that just an asmachta? So he's not so convinced. Tosfos become a mekayim that assumes a double bashan. That a mace is also banoah. That's an isa deraisa. The first parak in Baba Kama, Tosfos assumes other places. Tosfos assumes in Chulin, a lot of places. Tosfos assumes for sure that a mace is also ba'anoa, that that's a din menater, that it's a real bona fide derisha. Mishlam Melech wasn't so convinced of the whole thing. He thought maybe the whole thing was an asmachta. So Tosfos here says, how do you know that the Krubis Avodah Zarah is also ba'anoa? Because it's Chukesh Lameis. Just like a mace is also ba'anoa, so the Krubis Avodah Zarah is also ba'anoa. So Tosfos says, a mace also ba'anoa, that for sure is their eyes. If you say that, like the Mishnah Melech, that the Meis Asabana is only by the Rabbanah. So the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also only by the Rabbanah. Everything is by the Rabbanah. Everything is only Asmachta. So Tosfos is going to Shitasim. And the Meis is Asabana that's given it. That's Menater, Sham Sham Yegla Rufa. The only suffix is a Hekish based on a Pasuk in Tilim. It's not a Pasuk in Chumash. By Yochum is Ivche Meisim, they ate the Tikruvus, and the Tikruvus is Hukush to a Meis. But just like a Meis is Asabana, so to Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Manoah. So Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah, they're not so sure on Daf Yud Beis. They're not sure. Maybe Divrei Tarmi Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu. So if you're not so sure that the Yisur Hanoah is really a bona fide Rosh Gemur Deraisa, so how do you know that it's also Ba'achila Min HaTorah? The answer is based on the same pasuk. So Rabbi Kivek says, how do you split between the Achila and the Hanoah? Either you say the pasuk in Tilim is a bona fide Rosh Gemur. So it tells you that it's also Manoah as well. And if you're going to tell me Divrei Tarmi Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu, how do you know it's also Ba'achila Min HaTorah? You have no mocker at all. So Tosfos here doesn't say because the pasuk in Tehillim is Divrei Tarmi Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu. Tosfos assumes that it's good. You can learn how it's a bona fide Rosha. They just say it says Vayochlu Divrei Meisim. It says about Achila. It doesn't say about Anoah. So maybe the pasuk means to say Benegeh to Achilas the Krubis Avodah Zarah, it's Hukish Lameis. Just like a mace is also Ba'achila, so Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Ba'achila. But the step that we went further, that just like a mace is also Ba'anoah, which is true, mace is also Ba'anoah Min HaTorah, according to Tosfos. That just like a mace is also Ba'anoah Min HaTorah, so too, the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Ba'anoah Min HaTorah. So Tosfos is not so sure. Kev nechsi ba'yoch l'sim chemes, ma'achila iskish v'lo la'anoah. That's the last line of Tosfos. That's what they're misubah. But if Kivega picks on the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, they didn't bring up this possibility. Then it says Vayoch leZivchei Meisim. Tosfos there says maybe the whole mocker for the Isra Hanof the Kruvis and the Pasuk in Tehillim is not reliable on the level of their eyes because the Vitam Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu. So the Vega times, if that's the reason why, then the whole Isra Achidah should also only be Midir Rabbanah. Should say there's no mocker. A mocker in Tehillim is Nishkei mocker. The Vitam Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu. Our Tosfos is not bothered with the Vitam Divrei Kabbalah for some reason or another. They're not worried about that. They only raise the question, maybe since it says Vayochlo, it's only Iskish Lachila, it's not Iskish Lano. Yeah, so that Tosfos suggests a chiluk by Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, yeah. But by Chulin Bazara, Machlekes on all three. the act of shechita, whether it's an isa derais and isa derabana, once you shech the kulam azar that you're not allowed to eat it, is that an isa derais and isa derabana? And the third, what Tosfos pointed out, to be makdir and murim on the mizbeach, to be makdir chelav on the mizbeach from behemas kulam. That Tosfos said, we thought for sure that that's an isa derais. We don't know where. The Tosfos Yontif doesn't know where the pasuk is that says there's an aver to be makdir on the mizbeach possible korbanis. It's a, let's say pigul. The kohen when he shechts the carbon makes it pigul, or when he does the zrika sadam, whatever, they make a psul. So the din is that you're not allowed to burn the chelav on the mizbeach. Where does it say that in pasuk? In the Mishnais it says it many times. If you have a pasul of carbon, you know it's pasul. You're not allowed to be makta that chelav on the mizbeach. So the Tosfos Yontif is not sure where the pasuk is. So he figured something out. After kvetching a long time, he figured something out. So the Tosfos thought that for sure you're not allowed to burn chulin on the mizbeach. Whatever doesn't belong, there's an isa to burn. And he says, it's not true. A pasul of carbon, you're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach. That's an isa derais. But the chulin bazar, according to the one opinion that Islam derais, even to be mocked there on the mizbeach, is also not an isa derais. So Nochemal said, the Gemara in chulin is talking about kochim bachutz. The Gemara here is talking about chulin bazara. The same thing, if the shechet is shechting away, you can't have an animal walk in the middle of the shechita. That's wild. So you have an animal standing on a platform like these, like they have in the parade, in the Thanksgiving parade. So the shechet is shechting away, and the kochim was bachutz.
His feet have to be on the ground.
Whose feet?
The
Oved Avodah. Oh, that it should be kosher, yeah, if he has a chatzitza. Yeah, if he has a chatzitza in between, if he has a mat, a rug on the floor, he has to have bare feet, no shoes, no socks, and no mat. Right. If you don't have all of these, then the whole carbon is puzzle. So for sure the carbon is puzzle over here. You just want to know, is he chayv karis or not? He shechting kochim bachutz. That the carbon is not good. If 95% of the shechita was done chutz la'azara, and then whoever is in charge moves the whole platform into the azara, when the koyin does, when whoever shechting does the last mashlam, the last mashu, to make it into a roiv of the veshed, so the carbon for sure is not accepted. It's possible. You can't be zarked enough. But the shayla is, was the shechet chayiv kares mitam kochim bachutz? Because he didn't do the final act of shechita bachutz. That he did bifnim. 95% that he did bachutz, is that called shechita? So Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Yeshel shechita mitchil v'atzav. The whole process from the beginning to the end is called shechita. And Resh Lakish, B'shem Levi Sovet, disagrees. He says, no, it's only the last mashu is called shechita. And here the Gemara has the same shayla in the reverse direction. He shechting kulam bazar. He begins, he's shechting an animal kulin in the azara. 95% of the shechita he does in the azara. And then whoever is in charge moves the whole platform outside of the azara. So when he completes the shechita, he's completing a chutz lazar. So with that, be technically called, would that be called Shechet Chulin Ba'azara, or would not be called Shechet Chulin Ba'azara? So the Gemara said that should depend. If Yeshna Mitchila V'Yatzav, so he did a Ma'aseh Shechita Chulin in the Azara, so it would be also Ba'achil, also Ba'ano. But if you all deign L'Shechita Elad Ad'Asav, like Rish Lakish, B'Shem Levi Sava, so the final conclusion of the Shechita was done Chutz La'azara. So he didn't violate Chulin Ba'azara. So what does the Gemara now raise an issue? But now the Gemara says there, Tosfos quotes. The Gemara says there in Chulin and Daf Kaf Tes, the Tosfos Kikom Achayev. So Tosfos quotes from the Gemara there in Chulin. Let's say you say Yeshem Shechita Mitchila Be'atov has a Shem Shechita from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara says that's only Ba'med Ba'mamurim if he goes through with the whole process from the beginning to the end. Let's say you have Kochim Bachutz. Whoever Shechts Kochim Bachutz is Chayev Koris. So he starts the Shecht, he Shechts the Kone. And then he never gets the shech the veshet. Then they shoot the animal. So it comes out it wasn't the beginning of a shechita. Yeshel shechita mechila v'atzav. If you did a whole shechita from the beginning to the end, the shech the rav kan and rav veshet. So then Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that we declare it as a ma'aseh shechita from the very beginning till the end. But if he never finished, so it wasn't this. What this haschala was not the beginning of a ma'aseh shechita. It was the beginning of harigas haben. It was no shechita. So that's the Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. Even if you hold yesh and tchila v'atzof, if this kalkal of ishchita came in this kalkal of ishchita lebesof, it loy muslim afred meikor lav shchita hiklal. That's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Tes on the days. The only time it's going to be a machlekes, and Rabbi Yochanan will say that it had a shem shechita from the very beginning, is that this beginning was the beginning of the whole process of shechita, which he ultimately finished in the proper fashion. But if he never finished the shechita, Rabbi Yochanan will also agree it's not called the haschalas of shechita, it's not called the shechita. So what do they want to bring out from this Mishnah? The Mishnah has the machlekes of shechet chulam ba'azara, where the shechita shenivu yishma shechita. So the Gemara has that kasha. Shamas mino, can you prove from the Mishnah? Ein l'shchita el l'le b'sof. Why? The yesh and l'shchita m'tchila v'yatzof. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the yesh and m'tchila v'yatzof. And this is relevant when you get to the din of Kulam Ba'azore. Just like it's relevant when you get to the din of Kachem Achutz. It's relevant for Kulam Ba'azore. So the Gemara asks, Kibin Shafat Ba'purta. Asura, he does the whole shchita on the Kana Nevesha, and he finishes the whole shchita. He finishes the whole shchita. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's igloi muslim afreya, that from the beginning this was called the Maaseh Shchita. So it turns out that he already did shchita skulam bazor from the first mashu, even the shachat bapurta asura. So it already became awesome itam skulam bazor. So the Gemara asks the kasha, but in order to be chayv dalet behei, you have to do the entire shchita. It's not enough the haskalah, even though the haskalah has a shem shchita. When you get to chulam mazab, when you get to kodesh machut, the Gemara is assuming in this kasha, in this hoychacha, in this tikkun Torah, that in order to be chayv dalet behei, you have to have the entire shchita. It wouldn't be enough just the haskalah. So the Gemara argues, if you hold yesh no mitchila le'atzov, so when he does shochet bapurto asor, it already becomes asabano. It's ready enush aloy enush, ready enush aloya not shalav pruto whatever of the nignav. So idach lab demarei kotova. How can he be mechayiv him for doing the shchita? So the Gemara responds, why not? Kika mechayiv ahu purta. The same way you say that, just like he's in violation of chulam ba'azora on the first mashu, if you all yesh mechilu atzof. And you say he's in violation of Kodesh Machutz on the first Mashu that he shechts Machutz. What the name? He becomes Mechuyif to pay Dalavei on shechting of the first Mashu. Everything is, if you hold Yesh and Tchil about self, so it's called the Shem Shechit in the beginning, provided that he finishes it. So we're talking that he did finish it. So the Gemara says that response is not correct. You can't answer Kika Machai Bahu Purta. Wrong. Amle Rav Ashi, Loi Titchi. Don't be doicha da hoichocha der chavim imechoznoa mentioned to Rav Ashi. You're wrong. In order to be chayv dalvehei, even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, yesh and shchit from tchila v'atzof, it's not enough just to have a ma'is and shchit of the haskola, the first purta. No, tzvachu kula b'ina. You have to have the entire shchit of the leko. So that was the Gemara's taina. That was the Gemara's taina. Can't you prove from the Mishnah? And should you be able to disprove Rabbi Yochanan? Should Rabbi Yochanan's yesh and tchila v'atzof? So we're going to prove against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, because once he starts to shech the chulam ba'azor, it already becomes asabano. So it's already either enush aloy or not shavu pruta of the nigna. So the Gemara tainis, how can you be, even if you hold shchita sheni ruya shma shchita, even if you won't accept Rav Shimon, you say shchita sheni ruya shma shchita, yeah, but you have to have a tvachu kula bina and v'leka, because by the time he gets to the end of the shchita, it's not shavu pruta, it's not shaloy of the nigna. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Gam the Mishmei the Rav Tegon she shachem b'tzimana mechutz v'gam b'mefnim." We're talking that he shechted chulam azara, the last mashu was chulam azara, not from the very beginning, not that he shechted behind the chulam. He's shechting on a platform chutz lazara, and then someone moved the whole platform in, and then at the time of the Gemara hashchita, the last mashu, he shechted chulam azara, and at the same time, that's when it becomes. So it becomes also about no simultaneously with the chiyuv of dalet veh. So that depends on the machlokes whether shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. So that's the first version. That this conversation between Rav Chabib and Chuzon Rav Ashi was commenting on our Mishnah. How can the Mishnah quote the Chachamim hold the Shchita Shenuya Shma Shchita Asher Chuchulam Azor Eskayim? How can it be? But it's already Asabanua from the beginning, so it's already Enish Eloy, it's already not Shalei Pruta, whatever. How can you be Chav Yenit Tvachu Kula Bina Valeka? So he says, we're talking that the last mashahu was chol hamazon, not from the very beginning was chol hamazon. The ikar demas nilu aho, and others have this comment, was made in connection with the initial machlokes. Omer ish lokish mishum levi sova, ein l'shchita el psof, rabbi yochanan ish l'tfilu liyatsa. We start off with the machlokes, rabbi yochanan ish lokish, and then he made the comment, omer l'rav chavim l'chizno, the rav ashi, leimek zav rabbi yochanan, chulam ba'azora, lav di araise. It's basically the same comment as before. Before he thought the proof from the Mishnah, that chulam ba'azora, is ein l'shchita el l'besof. Because of Yesh and Chilu Be'atzav, so already became Masa Manoach in the beginning. And you need the Tvachu Kula Bina to be Chayv Daladay. So at the time that he finishes the Shrit, it's already Lav Demare, it's already Yen Shaloi, or it's not Shalaputa of the Nigna. Now he's... So Rav Chavivi, who's not originally thought the proof in the Mishnah, that Ein L'Shchit El L'Lu B'Sof, but now he's confronting Rav Yechon, and here's Rav Yechon and disagrees. Rav Yechon says, Beferish Yesh and Chilu Be'atzav. So he says, should I say a hechrich in the Mishnah that chulam azor lav deraisa? Because if chulam azor deraisa, then my hechocha is a good hechocha. The Gemara says no, that they moved it in. Shochan mitz siman machutz v'gam emfemshon. That's the Gemara. Yisal kadaiter deraisa, then you have my hechocha. So the Gemara gives the response. The Gemara gives the yes. Okay. Same Gemara. Yeah, what do you see from our Gemara? That if Chulam Ba'azora would have been Lav the Araisa, then it would not pose a problem. If the Issa Chulam Ba'azora is only Osa Ba'ano, Midi Rabbana, then it's not a Kasha. Ki Kotovach, Lav the More Kotovach, it's not Shalaputo, so therefore the Ganesh should not be Chayv to pay Dalve. That wouldn't be a Kasha. If the thing is also Bahanom in Atayra, so then you have a taina. Why does the guy not pay? But if the thing is only also Bahanom in the Rabbanon, then it's not a taina. That's how the Gemara says. Should I say Leim Kasav Rabbech Chol Mazar Lav Derais? And that answers the kash. So the Gemara has this twice. The Gemara had it. We had it yesterday, and Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, and he had the Meister Shabbos. Hashoychet b'Shabbos, we just said it. If Hashoychet b'Shabbos, if Rabbi Yechanan Asandlu's din is a din deraisa, Hashoychet b'Shabbos is also menata b'mezer, is also menatara to eat it. Then the Gemara calls it a shchita sheni ruya, and he gets in the machlek of Shimon the Rabbanon. Then I call it a shchita sheni ruya, lav shma shchita, and Rabbi Shimon says he's not chayv to pay dalvei. But if Hashoychet b'Shabbos is only a penalty with the Rabbanon, like Rav Meir, like Rav Yudah, but you can't say because of that penalty of the Rabbanon, so you declare it that it's a shchita sheni ruya, lav shma shchita. You're going to pata the ganav. You don't pata the ganav. So that was when he gave to shchita sheni ruya. Aliba the Reb Shimon, shchita sheni ruya, lav shma shchita, so the ganav doesn't pay that was a. Hey. But that's only the shchita sheni ruya there, I say. It's only shchita sheni ruya, the Rabbanon, you're not going to pata the ganav. The only more saying a different for it. Once it becomes also bahano, so it's lav demare katovach. It's not shaloy of the nigna, but it's not shavaputa. However, you'll interpret the Gemara, whatever it means, lav demare katovach. So the Gemara says again, this svara lav demare katovach, and therefore you need tvach akula binon. Otherwise, the ganav is not chayv to pay dal vei. That only poses a problem to pata the ganav if it's an isar hanoam in ator. But if chulam azor is lav deraisa, the whole isar hanoam is only in the rabbanon, then you wouldn't say lav demare katovach. That's what it says in the Gemara. If it's an Issa de Rabbanon, you don't pata the ganav because of Reb Shimon's quirk of the sheet of Shchita Sheni Ruya Lav Shma Shchita. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's din would not apply. That Shaloi Kalach, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We only pass like Reb Shimon by Kisi Adam. In Kol HaTorkil, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. And this one is Nagel HaLach, that Ki Katovach Lav Demare Katovach, in order for the ganav to be Chayv Dal Mehe, you need a Tvachu Kula Beino. If before the ganav finishes doing the whole Shchita, the Beim is already Asura Ba'anoa, so then you say, Ki katovach lav demare katovach, and you say, Nishaloi, Rein Nishavet Pruta, and then the ganav will not be chayv to pay. So the Gemara says, that p'tur only works if the Yisra HaNoz deraisa. If the Yisra HaNoz derabanan, so that p'tur does not apply. That's what it says b'feinish. So now Taisus is discussing, what about the Kruvis Avodah Zarah? Because the Gemara before So the Gemara before can say that on Ayin Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara said Hashechet La'Avadizar, Tikruvus Avadizare is called the Shechita Sheni Ruya. And the Gemara said at one point the Machlegza Me'en HaChachamim is identical with the Machlegza Pshimen and HaChachamim. So the Shechita Sheni Ruya Shema Shechita Anah. So the Gemara says Hashechet La'Avadizare is called the Shechita Sheni Ruya. So you see Mefurish from the Gemara L'Chara. You see Mefurish from the Gemara L'Chara that at least the Yisra Achila. In order to be a Shechita Sheni Ruya, you don't need that it should be Asaba Anah. But Asaba Achila is also called Shechita Sheni Ruya. Hashechet Benim is Treifa. A Treifa is Mutaba Anah. It's only Asaba Achila. So it's, if it's Shechita Sheni Ruya, if it's Asaba Achila, it's also called Shechita Sheni Ruya. So but it has to be Asaba in Atayra. If it's only if Shechet B'Shab is only Asaba in Rabban, the Gemara says you can't call it a Shechita Sheni Ruya. So the fact that the Gemara assumes that David Pashav Shechet Lavadizar is called Shechita Sheni Ruya, then whenever Ma'arar on that, so you see from that Gemara that the Yisra Achila is deraisa. You can't necessarily prove the Yisra Anor is deraisa. The Yisra Achila is deraisa. Right. Because if the Yisra Achila would only be in the Rabbanan, then we wouldn't understand why it's called Shechita Sheni Ruya. But now Tosfos is not sure, what about the Yisra Anor? The Yisra Anor, the Kruvus Avodazar, is that deraisa? The Rabbanan said they're not sure. So don't you see from the Gemara, because the Gemara asked Akasha, yeah, the third line from the top of Ayin Aleph on the base. Shechet Labadizare, Frek Zigamara, Kivin the Shocha Bapurto Asara, in order to Aser, Mitam Tikrubis, you don't need that he should finish the whole Shechita. He just does the Haskala. Also, Bamaisa Asara, doesn't have to be a Maisa Shechita. That's the top line in Tosfos. Philem Adamen Shechita Labisov, you don't need a Shechita. He's a Tala Bemaisa, Maisa called the Husha. So the Gemara asks, Idach Isiri Hanoa, Labdamare Kotava, it's ain't a shaloi, or it's not shaloi pruto. So the Gemara here says, and I am base, I'm in base, that the only time that poses a problem, let's go back again, is that the Rebbe Shlom gave the Torah Har Sinai, yeah? They gave a din of a ganav and a gazlan. Two different dinah. Gazlan never pays more than carry. A ganav pays ketol dalvei. When does the ganav pay ketol dalvei? When does he pay dalvei? Tovach ha-mocha. So forget about mocha, we can't be paying on tovach. Torah has to be shechita. If he makes it in a veil, he's not chayv. What if he shechts it and it turns out that it's a treifa? So that's a machlokes of Shimon the Rabbanan. A shas machlokes from Chulin, from over here, Bavakan. Shechita sheni ruya, shma shechita, lav shma shechita. To be called the shechita sheni ruya, it doesn't have to be osa ba'ano. If it's osa ba'achila, it's called shechita sheni ruya. A treifa is not osa ba'ano. Osa ba'achila. But the osa ba'achila has to be osa ba'achila min ha'Torah. If you're going to say a Shechet B'Shabbos is only awesome at the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Meir, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, if a Shechet B'Shabbos is only awesome at the Rabbanon, then it's not going to be called the Shechet B'Shabbos. That's enough in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another issue. Not totally in a Machlek and Satanai. The Gemara throws it in a few times. The Gemara has it on the third line from the top of Ayin Aleph on the base. Shechet L'Avoy Dezare. And then the Gemara has it again on the top of Amud Beis. Lab the Morei Kotovach. What's that? That's a new kasha. If you shechting, if the ganav shechts shorvaseh, it's chayv dalvei. You have to have a tzvachu kula bina. He has to do the whole shechita from the beginning to the end. If the animal already became osav anor from the beginning, then you don't have a tzvachu kula because by the time he's finishing, is already lav de mare katolach, whatever that means. So you have two possibilities. Either lav de mare means ain't a shaloi of the nignav, or it's not shaloi puta. So the Gemara says again, that has to be an isa derais. If the whole isa hano is only midi rabbanon, then we're not going to say lav de mare katolach. That's what it says in the Gemara. Leim v'kasav rab yechid chulam azar lav derais, because if it would be an isa hano minat Torah, you have this problem. Kikoshochet purta asora osabano idoch lav demore katovach. So should mechay. So if you hold achulam azora is only the rabbanon, then your problem is solved. How is your problem solved? But if it's osabano amid the rabbanon, so you see, just like by shechita sheni ruya, if it's osabachilon amid the rabbanon, it's not called shechita sheni ruya to pata the ganav. So to over here, if it became osabano from the very first purta, from the little bit, I say idoch lav demore katovach. That's only pata the ganav. If the Isa Anor was an Isa Deraisa, it's going to be an Isa Derabanan, it doesn't matter. So Tosfos says, from the fact that the Gemara applied it on the third line from the top of Ayin Aleph on the base, the shochet l'avodizor. Don't you see the Feirish that the kruv is avodizor? It's also ba'anom in Atar. If the kruv is avodizor, it would have been only yosef ba'anom in the rabbana. If only the isra achila, is the raisa that you see mefurish, because the Gemara calls it shchita sheni ruhi. The Gemara says if the whole isra achila is only the rabbana, wouldn't be called shchita sheni ruhi the fat of the dad. So now Tyson says, well, don't you see from that Gemara, from the third line from the top, by an aleph on the base, you see that the kruv is avodizor, the isra hanah is the raisa. If the isra hanah would have only been with the rabbana, what was the Gemara's kashik? Shocha bapur to asor irach isra hanah lav demare katon. We just said over here that if Chulin Bazar is lav der raisa, it's also ba'anoa. But if the Isa Anoa is lav der raisa, it doesn't bother me. Shocha bapur ta asar idach lav de mare katoba. We're not going to pata the gana from pain because of a chumra mid the rabbana. Chumra the rabbana is l'chumra, not l'kulam. So Tosis says, l'chari sifim of the Feirish Gemara, the third line from the top of Ayin Aleph on the base. But the Isa Anoa is also der raisa. So now Tosis says, not necessarily so. Because they and Avodah Zarah, daf yud base on the base, they raise the suffix and then Masulpik over here. Whether Tekruvus, they maintain a possibility Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is also Ba'achila min HaTorah, because it says Ba'yochlu Zivchei Meisim, only Ba'achila Yiskish below the Hanon, Yisra Hanon is only with the Rabbah. How can they maintain such a possibility if it's an Ofani Gemara? So Tesis comes up with a Chidush. So they have, these are famous Tesis. There is a din in the Mishnah in Kiddushin that the man is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri Hanoah. The end of the second parable. So if the man is Mekadosh with Yisuri Hanoah, she's Zainim Mekudoshes. It happens that all the Mishalim, all the examples that are quoted in the Mishnah, are also Bahanoah min HaTorah. Orlok le'akerem, petach hamor, seyo nozir, basa b'cholav, chamitz b'pesach. Everything is also Bahanoah min HaTorah. What would be the din if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri Hanoah de Rabbanon? Is she mukudeshes or she ain't mukudeshes? So the Mishnah gives an example of Chulin Bazar. Here's the Mishnah's nun vav on the base. Hamikadosh orlok le'akerem sharaniska legla rufa tzipari metzoyra seyanaz petachamar bas b'cholav. So far everything is there, I say. Then it sticks in Chulin Bazar. Chulin shenishchutu Bazar ain't mukudeshes. So wait a minute, Chulin Bazar is a shayla. What is there, I say, the rabbi? And the Mishnah makes a statement ain't mukudeshes. So it sounds like even if you have Yisuri Hanoah de Rabbanon, there's also Einim Kudeshes. That's the Pashup Shot. Even Yisuri Hanoah de Rabbanon is also Einim Kudeshes. And that's such a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Psochim. Here's the Gemara in Psochim. Yeah. Zayin Amid Aleph, here. If you take a look in Psochim, three lines from the top of Zayin Amid Aleph, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav Chia by Yosef, Omer Rav, HaMekadosh Mishay Shos Olamai La'afila B'chit Tekur Denaisa. So Rashi interprets, what time is HaMekadosh Mishay Shos Olamai? When is that? Where is Mishay Shos Olamai? So Tosis says it means Chatzos. Tosis says Shay Shos Olamai means after Chatzos. Rashi claims Bishor Shishis, an hour before Chatzos. An hour before Chatzos, the Chometz is only also Ba'anoam Ed Rabbah. It's only also about Noam de Rabban. Then Chit the Kurdanaisa. Kurdanaisa is a location. Hore Ararat. Somewhere in Turkey. Hore Ararat. With Noach stable landed. So what's the significance of Chit the Kurdanaisa? If you make flour, if you mix flour with water, you let it sit, it's going to turn into chametz. What's the significance of Chit the Kurdanaisa? I took flour that grew, I took grain that grew in Hore Ararat, and I ground it up and I made flour out of it and I mixed it with water and let it rise. So what's the significance of mentioning where the grain grew? So Rashi says koshim heimiyod, it's very tough grain, and it's only going to be chametz nuksha. The chametz process will begin and it's not going to be completed. Chametz nuksha we assume is only midirabbanon. Chametz nuksha is machlokes hatanoim. We assume it's only midirabbanon. So Rashi learns that a mekadosh mishay shos amay lebechitok kenayim is a double midirabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, he was Mekadosh and Isha with something that's Muta Ba'achila. And it's only Asa Ba'hanoah because of a combination of two factors the Rabbanon. Number one, they introduced the Chumra Bishor Shishis. And number two, they introduced the Chumra and Chometz Nukshe. So I mean, I heard the woman is Mekudeshes. And comes Rav and he says, Ein Mekudeshes. So Rashi says, the Chachamim have the Koyach. Rashi asked the question. How can it be? Minatar Afagov does Isa Hanos comes to Rabban and Shay Shah Salamaila. Umafka Kidushe Toy Rabishari Shish Li Alma, it's a long Rashi. And Zainam and Aleph, so Rashi says that's okay. The Chachamim have the ability to be mafkir the Kiddushin. Called the Mekadosh Adai, the Rabbanah Mekadosh, Efe Bezna Efe Kishay. So Rashi explains how it works. So Rashi translates in the Gemara, it shows the Rabbanah and it chomits the Rabbanah. It's Mishay Shos Olamayla, Rashi translates means Mishor Shishis Olamayla. From an hour before Chatzos. And Chitu Tukur Denaisa means that it's only Chomets Nukshe, which we assume, Achleik Zataran, we assume is only the Rabbanah. So not all of the Rishonim agree with the Rashi. If you look there in the Rosh, in the end of the second Perek, on Kiddushin, the Rosh quotes that Tosis and other places dings up with the Rashi. Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, Artosis disagrees. Ein beis on the beis. So Artosis says, Mishay Shos Alamayla means not Shos Shishis. If it would have said, Hamakadosh B'chitu Kenaisa B'Shos Shishis, so then you have a double the Rabbanah, shows the Rabbanah, chomes the Rabbanah. And it says, Mishay Shos Alamai, Mishay Shos Alamai means after Chatzos. So Tosis claims, if it would be chomets the Raisa, Bishos the Rabbanah, chomets the Rabbanah, Bishos the Raisa. So it's an Isra Hanoah mid the Rabbanah, that's based on half of it in the Raisa. But if it's chomets the Rabbanah, Bishos the Rabbanah, the whole thing is legamri mid the Rabbanah. So Tosis disagrees halacha l'maisa with Rashi. They say it's also about, no, you're not allowed to take this chametz and be mekadosh and isha with it. But if you went ahead and you were mekadosh and isha, we're not going to say that it's einim kodeshes, because we divide the suri hanor de rabbanon into two categories. Some of them are more chomer than others. Those that are chomer dike isur hanor de rabbanon, we say einim kodeshes. So if it's only achad de rabbanon, shows the rabbanon, v'chametz de raisa, or chametz de rabbanon, v'shows the rabbanon. So if it's only one the Rabbanon and half of the Yisr HaNoah is the Raisa, that's a Mocham Adike Yisr HaNoah. So that would be Einim Kudoshes, that Rav would say. But if it's only Shoah is the Rabbanon, Mocham is the Rabbanon, it's Ikor the Rabbanon, the whole Yisr is only an Yisr HaNoah the Rabbanon, then we'll say she is Mekudesh. Where they get, what's the Hekrech? So they claim that that's what the word means, Mishay Shoah Salamayla. They say Shay Shoah Salamayla does mean Shoah Shishis. The word Sheisha, the phrase Sheisha Osaman means after Chatzos. But still, what's the hechrit to argue with Rashi? Allah Alamaisa, it's true, the words in the Gemara don't say it. On Zainam and Allah. But what's the hechrit? So the hechrit is from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the Perek. The end of the second parak. So the Mishnah lists off all the Suri Hanor Deraisa, and it says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha Einim Kudesh, then it lists off also Kulam Bazora. So then the Gemara quotes that Braisa. Where's the Braisa? That there's a Tanu who disagrees with the Mishnah. There's a Tanu who says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, the Kulam Bazora, that she is Mekudesh. Where's that Braisa? Nun Ches Amir Aleph. HaMekadosh B'Petach Amar Bas B'chol Chum Ba'azor Rav Shimon Amin Mekudeshes. Rav Shimon says if you Mekadosh in Isha B'chol and Shin Ishchatu Ba'azor, it is Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says a line. How come it's Mekudeshes? It's also Ba'ano. So the Gemara answers Alma Chol and Shin Ishchatu Ba'azor the Rav Shimon Lav Der Eisen Minim. You see that he holds that it's not their Isa. What does it help if it's not their Isa? But if everybody agrees Chulun Shinish Bazar is also Bano, the only machlokes is whether it's their Isa or their Rabbanon, but it's also Bano. So how can Reb Shimon say Mekudeshes? Doesn't Reb Shimon contradict Rav? What Rav is arguing with Reb Shimon? Rav said over here, if you Mekadosh Mechomis Mishay Shos on the Magda Bechita Kordan Isa, it's only also Bano mid the Rabbanon, and Ataris Muta Bano. Rav says, Ain't Mekudeshes? And Reb Shimon says, "Amekadosh bechulon shenishchut ba'zora is mekudeshes. How can it be?" So the Gemara says, "Alma kasav Reb Shimon. His opinion is, chulon shenishchut ba'zora lav derais. It's only the Rabban. Only the Rabban should still be any mekudeshes." So some Rishonim say, "No, it doesn't mean that. Lav derais. It's not derais. It's not the Rabban either. It's not also ba'no amid the Rabban either. Reb Shimon holds that it's muta ba'no. So you have no source in Shas at all that should say." That there should be Isuri Hanoah de Rabbanon that she is going to be Mekudeshes. On the level of the Raisa, she's Mekudeshes. But once the Rabbanon declared that the that the thing is also by Anoam and the Rabbanish, it's going to be Enema Kudeshes. The Gemara says over here to explain Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon says, HaMekadesh B'chulun Shenishchu B'Azara is Mekudeshes Alma Kasav Rab Shimon. B'chulun Shenishchu B'Azara, Lav Derais, it means it's Lav Derais of Lav Derabbanon. It doesn't mean it's only the Rabbanon and therefore the Kiddush and Achal. It means Lav Derais of Lav Derabbanon is Mutal Agam. Yeah, but that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. So that's what Tosis asks there, Nun Chesem and Al. The simple mashmas of the Gemara is that a chulun shenishchu b'azara lav deraisa, but it's a nisa hanoam mid rabbanon, so then she will be mekudeshes. So this contradicts Rav on Zainam and Aleph and Misachem. Amar Rav Gidlam Rav Chia, Amar Rav, and Mekadesh Mishay Shos on the Maila, Ein Choshim Lekidushin. So Tosis answers it there, Yisuri hanoam mid rabbanon, some are chomer, some are kal. So those that are closer to a din deraisa, if it's a trade the rabbanon, it's far away from it. Shows the rabbanon, chomes the rabbanon, far away from a din deraisa. So then we say she is mekudeshes. But if it's half deraisa, it's only chomets the rabbanon, b'shows deraisa, chomets deraisa, b'shows the rabbanon. It's half deraisa, half the rabbanon. Then we'll say ain't mekudeshes. So that's what the rabbeinu tam. That's what Tosis suggests over here. After they know this concept, they already established this. The Rosh in the end of the second perek in Kiddushin quotes this whole Tosfos. The chilek between the Chad the Rabbanon and the Trei the Rabbanon, the different categories of Yisuri HaNor the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos suggests over here. We had here the Gemara says, if Chulin Bazara is Deraisa, then you have a problem. Mishochet, but Michishochet, the top line on 9 base and base. Michishochet, but Purto Asora. When you start to Shecht, you already make it also Bahano. And by the time the Gana finishes the Shechita, it's already Eina Shaloi and not Shavu Pruta, so he shouldn't be Chayv. So the Gemara says that it's only posing a problem if Chulam Azor is the Raisa. If Chulam Azor is Lav the Raisa, it doesn't pose a problem. How come before, the Gemara on the third line from the top of Ein Aleph and the base assumes that Dava Pashat Shechit Lav the Zorah, Shechit Lav Purta Asara, Idach Lav the Morika Tovach. Why don't they answer? Maybe Tikruvis Lav the Zorah is only also Banom and the Rabbanah. So either you see a right that it's also Banom and Atorah. Or Tosis says, maybe we'll take that Shtikal Torah that we developed, that Tosis developed in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi says, even Chamiz the Rabbanah, Meshoz the Rabbanah, that Rashi himself and Dav Zainam and Allah. Chamiz the Rabbanah, Meshoz the Rabbanah. Also Banom is also Rabbanah. Asabano, doesn't matter whether it's Chad Rabbanon, Trei Rabbanon, Tvi Rabbanon. If it's Asabano, the Kiddushin are not Chal. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi. There are different levels of Yisuri HaNor the Rabbanon. Those that are more Chomer, is the Kiddushin are not Chal. Those that are less Chomer, is the Kiddushin are Chal. So they take that Shtigl term and they apply it over here. So they say, we discovered that Tosefto, Tosis did research. They discovered that Tosefto in Kiddushin, here, the Tosefto on the top of Ein Beis and the base. It says in the Tosef, they say Kiddushnan. Kiddushnan usually says in a Mishnah. Kiddushnan, as it says in Tosef, the Kiddushin Perek Dalet, the man is Mekadesh and Isha with Tikruvis Avedizara, she's Zaina Mekodeshes. So Tosef says, wait a minute. If the whole Isha HaNoa Tikruvis Avedizara is only the Rabbanon, so why is it so Pashat that it's Zaina Mekodeshes? We developed the whole theory that there are two levels of Isha HaNoa the Rabbanon, more Chomer, less Chomer. So you're saying, the simple reading of the Tosefta is because Tikruv is Avodah Zarah, it's Asbanu Amin Atar. So Tosis says no, even if you maintain the possibility that Tikruv is Avodah Zarah is only Asbanu Amin the Rabbanon, this belongs in the Chomedika category of Yisuri HaNor the Rabbanon, not in the Kal category. So the Mele, going back when you get to the Ganef paying Dalet Bey, our Gemara says on Ein Beis and Ein Beis, if Chulam Azar Alav De Araise, if the Yisuri HaNor is only Midi Rabbanon, then there's no problem. Chishochet b'purta asar irach lav demari katov. It doesn't pose a problem. And the Gemara before said that the kruv is avodah zarah does pose a problem. So Tosfos says you're not necessarily forced into assuming that the kruv is avodah zarah is an isa hanor derais. Even if they're both the rabbanon, the kruv is avodah zarah is the rabbanon and chulam azar is the rabbanon, but one is more chomer than the other. The kruv is avodah zarah even if it's only the rabbanon, but the Tosefta says einim kudeshes. So that indicates that it belongs to the Mohammedika category of Yisuri HaNor the Rabbanon. So just like we'll say there, Eina Mekudeshes, that's the Gemara Misachim Dav Zayin. Rav says, Eina Mekudeshes, the Mohammedika category. So that will even part to the Ganef, that will even work Lahakil, that the Ganef will not have to pay. Because you need a Tvachakul of Be'inon, Kim in the Shocha Bapurto Asar became also Ba'anoa Lachlutin, Idi Chisri Anoa Lav de Mare Kotor. But if Chulam Bazar is Lav de Raisa, that's a lower level of Enisar Hanoa de Rabban. It's not Ikora de Raisa. The whole thing was invented by the Chachamim. Tikruv is Lav de Zor, for sure the Isra Achil is de Raisa, because that, they know two levels. Taisa said, that's the Gemara in Aleph Amir Aleph. That was the Gemara that if Shochet B'Shabbos is only Nisa de Rabbanon, there's not going to be called Shechita Shein Eruyah. So that's no two ways about that. It was only Asa B'Achilim and the Rabbanon. You can't call, it's not Asa B'Anoah. If he Shecht the Treif, it's not Asa B'Anoah. So it only has to be Asa B'Achilah to be called Shechita Shein Eruyah. So the Isra Achilah has to be Derais. If this Achilah is the Rabbanon, so it's not called Shechita Shein Eruyah. But when you get to this second din, that if it's Isuri Hanoah, Lav the Marei Katovach, Lav the Dei Katovach, so that doesn't necessarily have to be their Raisa. It has to be either their Raisa or a Chomedika Din the Rabbanon. So that's what Taisus suggests, Achilik. Chulim Ba'azorah Lav their Raisa. The whole thing is Ikorim the Rabbanon. The whole thing was invented by the Chachamim. There's no part of it that's their Raisa. Menatar, it's Mutta to Shecht it there, Mutta to eat it, Mutta to be Makdir on his back. Everything is Mutta. So even with the Rabbanon that they made it also Banuah, but that's in Gansin an invention with the Rabbanon. So that's an Isa de Rabbanon Kal, and that's not going to pata the Ghana from paying Dalad Dehe. But Avodah Zarah, Shechit L'Avodah Zarah, this Rachila is their Isa. To worship Avodah Zarah is an Aver their Isa. You heard Val Yaver. The Aver is their Isa. This Rachila for sure is their Isa. So even if one should assume that the Isa Anoah is only the Rabbanon, but that's Enim Kodeshes, that they have a Tosefta, that for sure is Enim Kodeshes. That belongs to the Mohammedic category. So the Mevatesh says that'll even work. To pata the ganaf, it'll even be lahakil. To pata the ganaf from paying the daladrei. A fantastic shtickle term. That's what Taisa says on the top of Ayin Beis and Beis. They're relying on everybody remembering what the Rosh quoted in the end of the second paragraph. Sachem, about chad rabbanon, trade rabbanon. This is, they're assuming everybody knows all of that. And that. Where did they get to that? That was established because of the stira. Because in Psochim, that's what Rab is saying. Even though it's only Chomitz Medirabbanon, it's Zainim Kodeshes. And here, the Gemara seems like it contradicts. The Gemara on Nun Chesem and Aleph in Kedushin quotes a Braise, Tanya, HaMekadesh B'chulon Shenish Lebazar Abshimin Amin Mekodeshes. So the Gemara says, how come? Isn't it also Bano? Al Mekulon Shenish Lebazar Abshimin Lav Der Raise. So what does that mean? So Taisa says, Mashman, it's Lav Deraisa, but it's the Rabbanon. So if it's also Banu Amid the Rabbanon, so how is it Mekudesh? It's Astira between the two Gemaras. So some of the Rishonim say, no, it means Lav Deraisa, it's not even the Rabbanon, it's Muta Bano, period. Muta Bano says Mekudesh, she can feed it to the dogs. And Taisa insists, no, Lav Deraisa means it's not an Isa Deraisa, but it's an Isa Hanu Amid the Rabbanon. So despite the fact that it's also Banu Amid the Rabbanon, the Kiddush and Atofsin, so this contradicts Rab's memory over here. What is it? Rab is arguing with the Tana Reb Shimon. So that's what Tosis develops, the whole theory. The two levels of the Sirah Anor de Rabbanon. Is it a Chad de Rabbanon? Is it a Trey de Rabbanon? How close is it to the Yisra de Reis? And this is all against Rashi. Rashi Amsochim Zayin Amanam says no. It shows the Rabbanon, it comes the Rabbanon, it's a double the Rabbanon, it's still Enim Kodeshes. So Tosis takes issue with the Rashi. Tosis disagrees. Okay, you learn Bava Kama, join the Navy and you see the world. You learn Bava Kama, you learn a lot of other Masichtas too. Okay. So we're up to the Mishnah, Ayin Beis on the day. Tomorrow is Thursday. So how many people want to learn another Mishnah? Tomorrow or Sunday? Okay. So we should do some Parshas HaShavuot tomorrow. Okay, we'll do that. And Sunday is a regular day, I think. Next week, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday night. So I won't be here Wednesday, and Thursday is Thanksgiving, and Sunday of the next week. I'm coming back from Monday morning. But until Tuesday night, I'm here. Okay.